Good morning. So I don't know if this is as much a message as kind of a testimony to how God has worked in us for Celebrate Recovery to start here. We each kind of have our own thing, but of course it goes together because we're married, and so we went through it together. So Philippians 4:13 in the New International Version says, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength," which is up there, thanks to Gail. This verse, I feel, is widely misquoted in meeting sometimes. It's an empowering and generalized statement basically saying that we can do anything. The version that's written up on the board is part of what helped me to see that that's not what Paul meant in this verse. If you look at the rest of the story to put it into context, Paul was referring to the ministry that God sent him to when he said, "I can do all things," or "I can do all of this." He persevered, shared the gospel, and could be content in any situation through Christ who gave him the strength. This has become an important verse to me from the moment I came to Christ, even when I misunderstood its meaning. Now that I see the context and the meaning of the verse more clearly, I also see the context and meaning of some of my journey more clearly. Celebrate Recovery here is part of that story. The first time I came to Grand Marais was in 2014. Corey and I weren't even dating yet. I just gave him a ride to see his family. We went to an AA meeting at the Senior Center, and it was there that I first felt God telling me that he would bring Celebrate Recovery to this community. I had no idea that at that point that I would have any part in it, since I didn't live here and didn't have any plan to. I went home to Superior and went about my life. Corey and I started dating, we were engaged, I moved here, and then we got married. Living here was very different for me in many ways. In the Duluth and Superior area, there is a Celebrate Recovery meeting to attend at different churches every night of the week. Here, there were absolutely none, and AA wasn't and isn't my thing. Don't get me wrong, AA is an effective program. It's just not enough for me to not give God the glory for my recovery, and I can't handle replacing his name with a generic term, higher power. After what he pulled me from and who he changed me into from who I was, I refuse to deny or step lightly around his existence. Corey and I would attend CR, which is a short name for Celebrate Recovery, in Duluth whenever we could, but it's too far away, and once every couple of months just isn't enough. I don't think either one of us were struggling to stay sober, but I definitely missed going to meetings and my support network. And Corey had family, friends, and acquaintances here who could benefit from a Christ-based 12-step program that isn't designed only for addiction or a specific struggle. Celebrate Recovery is for every human being that has any hurt, habit, or hang-up. Even some new friends I made here could benefit from CR, and most of them hadn't ever struggled with drugs or alcohol. God slowly but surely reminded me of the promise that I hadn't realized he had made to me. One day, Corey and I saw a reminder, or I think Pastor Dave told us actually, of a leadership training for CR, and it was the first one-day training to be held in the Twin Cities that we were able to go to. God told both of us that we would be used by him in this, and we were excited at first. We went to the training, I think in March of 2016, while I was pregnant with Destiny, about as pregnant as I am now, actually, with the blessing of the church, with the others interested in starting the group. We all started working through steps together, which is a requirement of at least the basic leaders of the group. We started meeting weekly, even before the training, but couldn't use the CR name because we weren't using just their material or their format for the group. There was another one-day training held in Duluth, which Corey and Mark and I attended. I think it was actually before this. Mark Lakey was the one who stayed dedicated to this in the beginning. He would come every Sunday to lead, and even continue to do so when no one showed up. Corey and I both got busy, and we were both feeling discouraged about the whole thing. We stopped focusing on God's plan, and we stopped coming too. It seemed as if CR wouldn't be started here. Thanks to the faithfulness of God and the people we didn't even realize believed in this, CR was resurrected. Inger agreed to be the ministry leader, and this time there were quite a few others in the church wanting to be a part of CR as well. God reminded me again that he had a purpose and a plan for Corey and I to be the leaders of the CR group he was going to start here. After going through the required steps, Celebrate Recovery meetings started on Thursday nights here at the church. I think this was April of 2018. As the ministry leader, Inger stepped up just like Mark had. She put immense effort into this group. Corey and I began as leaders in the group, but still weren't in alignment with God's promise, his purpose, and his plan. We did what we had to do, but again, we felt discouraged. We couldn't quite place a finger on that, even when God would try to answer our unasked questions. One time last year, we were at our dear brother Steve Borwood's for church, and he gave us a word from God. He said, "Corey and Kathy, I am glad to know that CR is up and running and that you guys are doing a great job being part of that. But, don't let anyone take it from you. This is God's work through the two of you." I was uncomfortable, and I wasn't sure what he meant exactly. I felt convicted, but I didn't have time to do anything more than what I was already doing. CR was running, and it was fine, so what did he even mean? I didn't feel as if anyone was taking anything. Did I? My stubbornness blinded me to the truth, until Inger made an announcement to the other CR leaders and Corey and myself that she needed to step down to follow a different path. That's when it hit me like a ton of bricks. It wasn't the group that was mine to be taken. It was the responsibility and the dedication that Inger was so graciously taking over and Mark did before her. While everyone talked about what to do, whether to take a break from CR, when to start meeting again if we did that, I sat there recovering from the revelation that God had been trying to give me for a couple of years. I said, "I'll do it. Whatever I need to do so that we don't stop meeting, I'll do it." To my surprise, my husband agreed with me. We hadn't talked about this possibility. My husband, my partner, my friend, my love, felt a prompting from God at the same time that I did. Looking back, I don't know why I was so surprised or why it took us so long to step up, but here we are. Hebrews 10:36 says you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. CR is the will of God, which he has promised. Another of these promises to me is that God doesn't waste to hurt. He's using every moment of my old life to bring his plan for a Christ-centered recovery group to fruition. I've wondered in my life as a new creation in Christ what exactly he saved me for. Why didn't I die in that car accident or overdose when I was using? If this ministry is the only thing that I ever let God accomplish through me, that's more than I ever hoped or dreamed for myself. If one person can feel loved and feel safe and stay safe even one time at one CR meeting, that's more than I thought I was worth.
Amen. So I just want to start this off. This is the first time I've ever written anything out. And it literally took me like 5 hours for like a page and a half. All right, so anyways, my name is Corey, and as most of you know, I was addicted for many years of my life. I had heard about God and attended church when I was a child, but nothing really stuck out to me. It was really hard for me to believe in something I couldn't see. My faith all came to Christ when I admitted myself into a long-term treatment program, Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. This was a faith-based treatment program that was really hard for me at first. I thought I made a big mistake. But about 2 months into the program, people around me looked up to me because they could see a change in me. I questioned why. I didn't think I had much to offer. Little did I know at that time, God had different plans for me. There was a scripture printed on the wall in the gym where we would have chapel. I kept silently reading one of them to myself, and it was Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you the path to take, or show you which path to take. This passage proved true in my life because after giving myself, my children, and my family over to God, about 2.5 months into the program, God started to reveal very precious things that could only come from him. I had visions and dreams. Demons were cast out of me in one. My faith kept growing as I kept directing in different ways. I had finally found what I'd been missing all these years. Everything I did it for God. I was and am a new creation in Christ. That's all I wanted. I would spend most of my days conversating with God and singing worship every chance I would get, and then some. I found a love for others, but most of all, I finally started to love myself. I knew that helping others would glorify God. and help me stay on the right path as well. So that's exactly what I did. I witnessed to people every chance I got. I wanted to share what God has been doing in my life and let them know that God loves me no matter what, or that God loves them no matter what. I wanted more of God each morning as I woke. During the last 3 months in TC, I was able to start going to a Celebrate Recovery at Lakeview Covenant in Duluth. Instantly, I knew where I needed to be. It was so awesome to see God at work. So many people who were just like me at one point or were still struggling with their addictions, all showing up because God has an awesome plan for all of us. One thing I loved about it is that others there struggled with all kinds of different things. I have to say, I look forward to Thursdays when I got to go to CR. I knew from this experience and having this new love for people that this was right up my alley. After 2 months of being in jail and 15 months in Adult and Teen Challenge, I was graduated back into the real world. This was a beautiful thing because Christ lives in me, and I knew that I could do this. Being sober, witnessing to others, and being a living testimony with God who strengthens me. I faced many obstacles, but my God was greater. Whenever I fell, God was there to help me back up. He would always place me back on solid ground, often using people, other people, like my beautiful wife and the godly men and everything of this church. And it was always because of God. Then came the enemy. A couple of years talking and trying to bring CR to this community was one of the biggest battles that I faced, and was for my wife as well. We spent hours and days talking and trying to figure out if this is what God had really planned for us. People stepped in to help us in our calling that we were sure was from God. But as time went on, our hope in this starting this was starting to fade. People would ask, when is this going to happen? And all I was doing was becoming angry because of them asking me. I kept feeling anger. But most of all, I felt betrayed by God for the first time in my walk with him. I started to lose focus, and it was not good. My talks about CR with my wife ended up in just saying, I don't want to talk about it, or I give up, and I would become even more angry. A few of the godly men in my life helped me through this difficult time. Steve Borrowed, Mark Lakey, and Glenn Larson reminded me that the enemy is going to attack in full force. They were right. And they were also right about the door being closed for a reason. So as I was struggling with this and dealing with all this information that they're revealing to me, at home, I wept one night and I asked for forgiveness. I then started praying for the door to open. I was no longer angry because I knew that through all the talks and time into starting the CR, I lacked the most in part, and that's prayer. I didn't give up. I just turned it over to God. I realized that the time and effort I was putting into this at first was because of my own needs. Glorifying myself in the flesh because I came so focused on me and my wife to start this that I forgot about God's plan. This program is not successful because of the leaders that run it. It's God who does the work in this program. Those people and everyone involved. Praying and relying on God opened the door, which took us right back to the beginning. And when I mean to the beginning, it's like starting all the way back from day one, and we had to start over. I knew this had to be done and was totally okay with it. With prayer, God was faithful in what we felt was our calling. He placed people like Inger and Tim and Nancy Ramey and a few others before us to help us. After many months of meeting to work on the steps and the plan and prepare for our meeting to begin, we finally started Celebrate Recovery. Because of prayer and God's faithfulness, this program is available in this community. Also because of prayer and God's faithfulness, my wife and I have stepped up and into the role of ministry leaders. God knows what we need. He knows the things he has planned for us would be, he knows the things planned for us would be too big without him and each other. So going to say this, Psalms 119, 105 states, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God has given us his word, promising us that CR would come here and that we would eventually be the ones to head the ministry. We finally followed the path he was lighting by stepping up to do so.
We're beyond grateful for anybody. Thank you, guys. We wanted to make sure to include the people who have done so much for this. We're beyond grateful for anyone who has or ever will be a part of this ministry. Thank you to those of you who worked to get this accepted here at this church. Thank you, Pastor Dave, for always being open to new possibilities and for believing in us even when we might not yet believe in ourselves. Thank you, Mark, for your faithfulness and your Christ-like love, not just in this case, but all the time. Inger, thank you for your perseverance and dedication and for being instrumental in building a firm foundation for CR. Thank you to our group leaders who started and the ones who are still with us for your hard work. Thank you to those of you who have helped in any way, from making meals to childcare to praying for CR. All of this is God's plan, for us to come together and to support one another so that we can fulfill God's greatest purpose for us all, which is reaching the world and leading people to him. All glory and praise to God for Celebrate Recovery and for his work in Corey and I as individuals and as husband and wife. As Romans 8:28 says, we know in all things that God works together for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his good purpose. I consider myself blessed to be a ministry leader alongside my husband. Sometimes God has to remind me of this, but he's quick to do so. We also wanted to ask you, first of all, anybody is welcome to join us, whether it's just for the meal or meal in large group, which is worship and a message or testimony. And then after the meal in large group, we have a small group where we break up women with women, men with men. And you have 3 to 5 minutes to share about anything you want to share about uninterrupted. And Celebrate Recovery is always confidential. That's a really important thing in a small town like this. So if you feel like you want to come and you're not coming because you're afraid somebody might see you there, it's an expectation of everybody who walks through that door to keep that confidentiality. If anybody is interested in leading or in volunteering in any way, just see one of the leaders, me, Corey, Margie, Heather, or Bruce. Obviously, I'm going to have a baby soon, and I can't make meals every Thursday, at least for 2 or 3 weeks. Gail already once a month does the meal for Celebrate Recovery, but if anybody is interested in helping with that, especially during the month of December, we would really appreciate it. And again, if you are, contact me, please, because I'm usually the one that organizes the meal. Anything else?
Yeah, we just encourage, everyone to stop on in, and check it out. And it's a really wonderful place for kids and everything. We have daycare already set up, and it's just so awesome, to hear all the kids running around and playing and screaming and whatever. And, like, one day Kathy was kind of getting worried, and I said, as long as nothing gets broken, it's okay. and it's just like I couldn't stop it. The kids were having so much fun, and just, seeing them have so much joy just gave me joy. And it's like, this is what life is about, So, I mean, just going there and fellowshipping with other people, and sitting down at a table and, eating together, and and whatever, that's a big deal, you know. So we just encourage you to come check it out. You know, it might not be for you, and that's okay, because it's not for everyone. But you know, it might grow on you, or you know, you might actually find out that there's some things in your life, you know, that you need to work on, and that's the place to let it all go. You know, it's worked wonders for me, and I know one thing that has really, really helped me in this whole ministry process with CR is the commitment. You know, the commitment of showing up every Thursday, being dedicated and whatever, and standing up, even if I'm not feeling right or not, you know, and standing up for God. It's amazing. So, thank you.